50th celebration of state land judging. Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. The state contest for land judging was held recently at Tennessee Tech University in Cookeville, and the volunteer FFA chapter in East Tennessee brought home the state win for their chapter.
It was pretty awesome. It was a shocker because we wasn't really sure how we did with each hole because there was always that little kind of a sway in it that we wasn't really sure about, but it was a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, a lot of hours put into it, but it makes it worth it, yes. I've never been farther west than Knoxville, so now that I'm going to Oklahoma, it's pretty exciting, and it's just crazy. It's overwhelming almost.
Taylor Patterson is a junior at Volunteer High and says winning the state contest was a dream come true, and she's already gearing up for the national contest held in Oklahoma City next spring.
Start tomorrow. Throw away everything that we've already learned, worked so hard for, and learn something completely different, but I mean, it's worth it. None of us have been to Oklahoma before, so it'll be a new adventure that, you know, we can make memories out of. And it'll always kind of help keep us together as friends. So it'll be nice.
Patterson says this contest has taught her a lot, as well as being in the FFA. She says there's a lot more to the FFA than what people think.
Oh, yeah, I'm a future farmer of America. But now that I realize there's so many different opportunities in it, and it's actually changed my career choice than what I'm going to do. So it's actually, you know, it's impacted me a lot this year.
Now Patterson's teammates were Alex Ray and Craig Weiniger, a senior and junior respectively at Volunteer High, and the second place team was East Robertson FFA from Middle Tennessee. The 4-H contest results are second place McNary Central and first place Hawkins County. Congratulations to all teams who competed in the state land judging contest. Carly McGowan, longtime supporter of the state land judging event, was also honored at the banquet as well. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Have a great day.